Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
BJ and Jamie. Alice 1059, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Oh, I was going to ask you something, Jamie.
Wait, you didn't even finish your sentence.
I know, but it just dawned on me. Okay. Where was it you told me I could get the socks for Mother's Day?
Bamba
socks. But where was the store? Was it Galaxy?
Golf Galaxy. Whichever one that's over there.
I gotta write that down.
Park
real quick.
I thought of another one too. My girlfriend just got this, and I really like it.
Mother's Day.
Mother's Day.
Oh,
gift.
Give it to
okay,
me.
Okay, sure. Right. So Mother's Day is Sunday.
Is that B-O-M-B-A?
S.
S.
Oh, yeah. Bombas.
Okay, got it.
Yeah,
go
it's
ahead.
Over by the shoes. The golf shoes, you'll see them hanging there.
Okay.
All right, anyway. So Bombas socks, because they're $9 a sock.
They're very expensive, folks, but Jamie says they're well worth it.
Yeah, so does Carson.
So worth it. I got them on right now.
And so did our boss. Our boss came in, and he has a pair, and he runs in them, and he loves them.
You know, I don't live in a sock world.
Yeah, I
have no idea, man. This is all brand new to me.
I know.
I didn't know socks could make a difference.
Dude, I've heard about these socks for a year. I've never even bought into it, right?
Bombas.
Because I feel like it's hype. It says sock, right?
I'm with you.
Yeah, but then I bought a pair. And it changed my life.
The testimonies.
It didn't change my life, but I like them.
The testimonies here in the studio are unbelievable.
And even our
boss. I gotta go for this.
And you know how, like, our boss is, like, down to earth. He's not a designer named Guy or
anything. Yeah, nothing really impresses him.
Yeah.
He's not like Carson. Carson's very metrosexual, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, kind of like slacker, you know? Kind of that way. But our boss, he's a manly man.
Well, I think you just slammed Slacker and Carson over socks, but whatever.
Yeah. No.
That was weird.
Metrosexual? There's nothing wrong with that.
And then you went to Manly Man?
Yeah. No, I'm just saying that.
Let's just say
all right, I apologize to your face, Carson.
It's okay. Let's just say this. Your foot will never feel anything like this ever.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure that Carson's cut tile and you never have in your life.
I have cut tile, yes. It was once, but I did.
Yeah, once.
It
once,
counts.
Once doesn't make you a tiler.
No, but if you score it and then cut it, I feel like that's
I've used an electric chainsaw.
Yeah,
I've done things before.
He plugs in his chainsaw, you guys. Anyway, all right, so going back to that. So this was my friend. She got this from her fiance. I love this, but I don't know if it really works out or not. It's like plaster of Paris, and you mix it in a bucket. Okay?
You've already lost me.
No, it's a kit.
It's a kit.
It's a kit. Yeah, you don't know what what a man you are.
I never said I was the manly man. I said our boss was.
Anyway, it's a kit, and it's plaster of Paris, and you put it in this bucket. The bucket comes with the plaster of Paris and the measuring scoop and everything, okay? And then you all hold hands. And then you put it down into the in the plaster of Paris. And then you wait a few seconds to kind of let it set up. And then you all make your hands little and squish it. And then you pour this thing in it. And then you peel away all the stuff. And then you have a like a statue of all three of you guys holding hands.
Yeah, it's a mold.
Yeah, it's so pretty.
I'm going to mark that one off the list.
No, you wait till you see it. It's well, maybe just for her and Frog. Your hand's probably too big to go in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'd have to cut my fingernails.
Well, and not only that, but like you'll do it, like it'll move over your hand. And
I'd have like one finger sticking down. Yeah. You know, and it would look like a bird.
But just buy it for her and, because they're into all that pottery crap.
Yeah.
And it's a fun thing for kids and a mom to do.
Actually, that's a great idea.
Right? Yeah. It is fun.
I love that.
All right, well, I'll put it back on the list.
Okay.
What's it called again?
Is it called?
It's got to have a name. It's just not a plaster kit, right?
I don't know.
The embracing plaster kit. It's got to have like a lovely name to it, right? We'll find it.
Yeah, find it. Yeah.
All right, it's a plaster kit and socks.
It's the Luna Bean XL Family Hand. Will you click on this one, please?
What?
All right, hold on. Yeah. I'll show you.
What's that baby run you?
It's $49.
Oh, that's not bad.
Luna Bean XL. Well, this is the extra large.
How good they look, though.
For fat hands.
Beach.
Yep. See?
Oh, okay.
Comes out really good.
All right, that comes out good. Yeah, maybe I will use my hands.
I like that this one is the extra large family for people with really fat hands. No, it actually is. It's for
fat figure family.
That one's for up to six hands. So I bet if you get one for only three hands, I bet it's half the price.
I'll go for the three. Okay. Yeah, right, that's so pretty cool. All right, JB, man, you are helping me out for Mother's Day.
So write down hand casting kit.
Hand casting kit.
Yeah,
right,
there you go.
I got it right here.
All right.
All right, that and socks. Look at me.
I know. You're on a roll. Well, you're also getting the purse charms.
Yes.
Yeah, you got to stop. But what's the name of Amber's store?
Mm. Oh, man. What?
It's called Bondage and...
No, Bronze and Bonded.
Bronze and Bonded.
Bondage.
So Amber has a store where you can get purse charms that's called Bronze and Bonded. Yeah.
I got to run by the bondage store.
It's Bronze and Bonded.
I need a basket, a whip. I need all kinds of stuff. Cuffs. Furry cuffs. Okay.
That's not Mother's Day appropriate.
All right. This is a great seg. Furry cuffs into the Pope. All right. Here we go. Yeah. Big conclave.
We're going to begin at the Vatican. Cardinals from across Little Grove gathered just moments ago for their final mass before the papal enclave begins. They're going to assemble next in the Pauline Chapel for prayer, then onto the Sistine Chapel, where they'll swear an oath to uphold the mission of St. Peter if elected Pope. Then everyone's going to be looking at that chimney right there after the first ballot is cast, as we wait for the white smoke that signals a new Pope has been elected.
You know, I know this isn't really a question that people will find very kosher, but why do you need a Pope?
I don't know. He just tells you what Jesus says in the Bible and stuff.
Yeah, well, we have people that can do that. You have plenty of cardinals out there, but why do you need a pope? Why do you got to have this one guy that goes from just being a regular cardinal to the throne all of a sudden?
Because he's got to keep the cardinals in line. That's why.
There's your answer,
that's what
right?
it's for. He's like the coach.
I guess so.
The head pope.
I guess so.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Get it on the Odyssey app. The podcast will be there after 10 o'clock this morning. Speaking of Mother's Day, you're going out to California to see Raffi, aren't you?
I sure am.
What's your plans on Sunday? Or are you flying back Sunday?
I'm flying back Sunday night. I won't get here until late. But I'm really excited. I mean, not only to see my son, right? Because obviously I'm super excited to see my kid. But he's going to be in class for a while on Friday. So on Friday, I'm going to the Nordstrom's. And they have this robot. You lay down in this. I've mentioned this before, but it's a robot. And you lay down in this machine, and then it like analyzes your eyes. Beep 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 beep.
We got it. Yeah.
Anyway, and then it takes this robotic arm and it grabs eyelashes from this little thing and it comes over and it glues them on.
You've been looking forward to this.
I am very excited about it. Yeah.
Yeah. You're not scared that maybe it slips up and pokes your eye out?
I'm afraid I'm coming back blind.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So I'm excited.
But it's one of those things. You got to try it.
I got to try it. There's only two of them in the country. Two of these places, these robotic machines, they're called Loom, L-U-U-M, I think. I think that's what it's called. Anyway, there's only two of them in the country, and one's in San Francisco, and one is in San Jose. And so, yeah.
Now, have you seen the before and after pictures?
I have. They look really good.
Are they fabulous?
They're fabulous. Yeah, and I think that's the word they use.
I think you have to use that word when you talk about, you know, makeup eyelashes and things.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Wow. Man, what an exciting trip.
I know. And it's going to be nice, I think, and we're going to go to the beach. We're going to take this train through the Redwoods. I don't know. It's going to be exciting.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's
what a trip.
Yeah.
What a trip. Get the eyes done. I mean, there's some risk to it, I guess, but but nevertheless, it may be worth it, right? Have they had any problems before with it?
Well, they don't mention that on the infomercial. They don't.
So would you go to their advertise that?
No. Would you go to their website? It doesn't say that we only had one blindness.
No, but
come
it
from
is,
the procedure.
When you watch it, it's you're like that robotic arm is really, and it has like. It's like a needle because it's threading your eyelashes, and you're like, damn, that is close to her eye.
Do not move. No. Whatever you do.
Would you ever consider getting permanent eyebrows?
No.
You know, like people go in and get them tattooed on if it's light or not thick enough. They get them tattooed.
I've seen bad ones done.
A lot of bad ones.
They go into the middle of your forehead.
I've seen some bad ones.
I've seen some bad ones, too.
Yeah, some bad.
Kind of a,
My favorite one is the woman, she actually, she got them straight across. Yeah. Like they're just, they're like two dash marks.
That's like Bert and Ernie.
Yeah. I was like, whoa.
I've seen them go straight across. I've seen them where they flare up on the ends, you know?
A lot of bad permanent. Things can happen with permanent stuff. And like that permanent makeup scares me.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
I don't know why anyone would ever do that.
Me either. It's like a tattoo around your eye. I could not. I mean, I've had a tattoo on my ankle, but around your eye, oh, God.
Now, you're going in to get this procedure with this machine. Is that something that lasts longer than a standard makeup, or
BJ,
you don't know?
I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. I've done no research on this.
You have no idea. You're just simply going to go in and let the robot do its thing.
That's right.
It may last an hour. May last 100 days. You don't know.
I have no idea. And I don't
know. I
think
I'd investigate it just a little bit more if you're going to work on your
only
eyes.
Live once.
Jamie, I mean,
YOLO.
It's your... Bits and Boone, we have your chance to win tickets coming up at 8 o'clock this morning. Got to tell you about the Mighty Millions raffle, too. Mighty Millions, the deadline is Friday night at midnight. This is it. I mean, this is the one where you buy the tickets to win the house, the mansion up in, is it in?
Winter Park.
Winter Park.
Yep,
that's right.
It's in Winter Park. So go to MightyMillionsRaffle.com. Again, it's MightyMillionsRaffle.com. Plus, I always forget the number. They have a kabillion other prizes that they're going to give away, too.
4,600.
Thank you.
A bunch.
I'm not a numbers guy.
A bunch.
Yeah, 4,600 people will win prizes.
Woo! That's crazy.
That is crazy.
4,600.
So, again, it's MightyMillionsRaffle.com.
And this is it. This is it. On Friday night at midnight, boom, everything stops. No more tickets, so get yours while you can.
BJ and Jamie.
Just a reminder that the Real ID starts today. It doesn't affect Colorado that much, but in a lot of different states, maybe it does. But it seems like they're giving you a lot of leniency, too. So when you get to the airport, you can't fly without the Real ID unless you go through some super security, I guess.
Yeah, you just have to have a lot more time available. Yeah. And just look for the star in the right-hand corner at the top.
Yeah, and passports work.
Passports,
you know that, right? So
work,
today is the day where they put the hammer down on you.
Nice.
Kind of, sort of.
Iffy.
Kind of iffy. Nuggets play tonight, 7:30. It's game 2.
Game 2.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
I go to the grocery store. I hate bad customer service.
Okay.
You know?
Well, everybody does. Sometimes on the show, we give people bad customer service.
Do we really? Who's giving out the bad customer service?
No, we do it all the time with wrong information.
Yeah.
That is bad customer service.
That's by accident.
That's
not intentional. I think some bad customer service is intentional.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just a bad attitude, maybe. So we go over to the deli because, you know, Jamie, I love those chicken tenders.
I know you do. Big fan.
But man, I could not get this lady to wait on me.
Oh, really?
I don't know why she would not. She had everything else to do, put things away, do this. It took forever to get my chicken wings.
You're like, lady, hello. I think sometimes, though, they purposely ignore you.
I think so, too.
Yeah, they're like, oh, God, another customer. I just have stuff to do.
We stood there for a good 10 to 15 minutes waiting on this lady.
You and
me, Frog, and then there was another lady behind me. And that lady was complaining more than I was. She was really upset about it. But just bad customer service. I wanted to play this audio of the Frontier Airlines.
I hate this audio.
Do you?
I do. Yeah.
Why? Really,
because, I don't know, it doesn't make me happy.
It doesn't make
no.
Well, I don't think it's supposed to make you happy.
No, but
I'm just saying more bad customer service.
But here's the thing. So the guy, you're supposed to be at your flight an hour beforehand.
Yeah.
So he is in the wrong. But then how they mock him and how they treated him was literally not necessary.
No, it wasn't necessary. Yeah. And you're right. He was late. There's mm-hmm. no doubt about that. But they could have been nicer about it. All right.
I'm here 30 minutes before the flight.
Can you please leave, sir?
No.
Can you please leave my personal space?
I'm decided that you ain't going to let me check in.
Make me check you in.
You literally work for a company that I bought a plane ticket for. Check in.
And you're not getting on your flight.
Because it's a cost that made that flight. You did.
And you think, oh, you're going to check me in. I bet you we won't.
I paid for a ticket.
And you paid $25 for agency fee, and you check in 3 hours later. Hello.
I'm not going to make the flight 30 minutes before. Right? Don't they shut the door like 15 minutes before the flight
or something like that? It's on there. Yeah.
So you're out. Yeah. You're out. So he is wrong, but they could have handled it differently. I will say this. Anytime I go to the airport, I get the best customer service out there of anywhere.
Yeah, they're nice.
They're very cool.
There's one guy at the TSA. He loves us. He listens every morning, and he looked at my ID, and he's like, and I go, uh-oh, oh, no. Like, I thought I was in trouble.
Yeah.
He goes, where's that BJ?
Oh, you should have called me. I would have come out there.
It was so funny. I got scared, though. I was like, oh, no.
About what? Do I have to go screening in the back? Yeah. What's going on?
When you get ID'd like that and they associate you with the show and everything, you have this first instant reaction of like, this is either going to go great or it's going to go really bad.
Right. Although I will tell you, one time they were jerks to my kid. So they thought my son had something on him. And, as much as you know your kids are great and good people or whatever, you think for a second, like, did they do something stupid? Because the guy is like, he has metal like in his crotch area for my son.
Yeah.
My son is like 12 at the time. And I look, I keep my gun completely locked up and everything. But you never know if a kid will go rogue. You just don't know. Like, mm-hmm. did he put a knife in his pocket? Like, I don't know.
Because he loved knives.
He did. Yeah. So I was like, do you have something in there? Just tell me right now. You won't be in trouble. Did you grab a knife or what? And he's like, Mom, my God, I would never take
it.
He like yelled at me and said, like, he was so offended that I thought...
That you would even think that it's possible.
He was so loud. He was so, like, shocked at me for questioning him. I don't know.
Yeah.
So we had to go in this room, right? We have to go in this room. And the guy said, you don't have to go in with us. And I go, he's 12. I'm going in with him.
Yeah.
I said, yes, sir, I am.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And the guy and my son goes, yeah, my mom's coming in, too. Because we're like, what is this? And the guy was like... patting him up in the crotch area and stuff. And I was like, oh no, my son's totally digging this. And the guy was getting so mad at me. And I'm like, can you go over to the left? Because I'm taunting that guy, right? Because my kid doesn't have anything. And he had nothing.
He had nothing. But it detected
so
something.
Weird.
I guess.
Maybe it was a zipper. Something went off.
I don't know. But
I always have great customer service at the airport. Those people, they know they're in that business,
Yeah.
And it's usually very, very good. All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
What is Smut Finder?
Never heard of it.
Nor have I.
Smut doesn't sound good.
It doesn't sound good. I don't know if I'd Google that.
Yeah, I don't think I want to put it in my browser. History.
Yeah, according to a steamy new study from Smut Finder, Colorado comes in second as the kinkiest state.
Kinky?
Yeah.
We are?
Colorado, number two. Yeah. From according to Smut Finder.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think we are in my neighborhood. I'm just saying. Yeah. They didn't call anybody in my neighborhood.
They didn't?
No. No, I've seen my neighbors.
Yeah. Nevada was number one. Colorado's number two.
Yeah. Nothing going on over there.
You know, according to Smut Finder.
Yeah. What do they mean by kinky? I mean,
according to a new steamy study from Smut Finder, Nevada is the kinkiest place in America. Well, because, you know, they have that green door and red rooster there. Well, maybe only I know about that.
Red rooster?
Yeah, there's a couple places there that you have to wear a disguise.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, you know, the mustache with the glasses and the big nose.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Go in there like that.
Or a furry.
Yeah.
Going in a furry costume.
Yeah. So because Nevada has those kind of places, obviously that's why they're number one. But Colorado, I don't know what's going on here.
We're number two.
Number two, wow. Yeah. Man. Yep. The most boring place is Wisconsin.
Really?
Yeah, that kind of makes sense.
Shocker. Yeah.
Shocker.
That kind of makes sense. All right, this is a creepy story. It's not even tabloid, but I just wanted to tell you because it fascinates me, so maybe it'll fascinate you. But for the first time ever in our history, an Arizona court has allowed a murder victim to speak using AI. That is so crazy. This guy passed away. He was 37 years old. He was an Army veteran. He was killed in a road rage shooting back in 2021. But thanks to AI, he got to, through a screen, look at the person that did it to him and use his voice, his image, his humor, and even old video clips that were all brought to life with the power of AI. He said this, quote, "In another life, we probably could have been friends. I believe in forgiveness." He also then shared a picture, old picture, that he, remember when it was really popular to make yourself look old? Mm-hmm. We had that little...
The app.
Yeah, that filter that was going on Facebook for a while. And it said, you know, "I'll never have a chance to look like this or grow old or see my great," you know, like all that stuff. It was really impactful. They said everybody in the whole place was just bawling. Because it felt so real.
That'd be so tough on the family, too.
They loved it. They said they loved it.
I know, but I'm saying it would be tough. I mean, you can love it for the fact that it made its impact on the guy that did it, right? But at the same time, it would be tough to watch. Wow.
His sister says it captured his spirit perfectly, so much so the judge referenced it before handing down the maximum sentence. And in a touching moment, one of the younger relatives said, "Seeing my uncle gave me closure." It's believed to be the first time ever in the history AI has been used this way in U.S. court. That is crazy.
That would be so eerie.
It's like they're talking from heaven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. That's just crazy. Let's see here. I already read that one. Tom Brady. I want to play this again because Tom Brady said that whole roast was amazing until his bitchy-ass wife started calling him and just going, nah, 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 and started saying all this stuff to him. And then she obviously went and told the kids, like, "Look what your dad said about me. Oh, my God. Your dad's a horrible human." You know, I can just see it all happening. And so this is what Tom had to say about the roast.
"Do you regret doing the roast to Tom Brady?"
"I regret that my kids had to, like, you know, it's tough on my kids for sure. And like I said earlier, I don't take myself too serious. So, but I do understand, like, for my kids, that was really hard. And I didn't realize, you know, like, there's some things a parent up and you don't realize until after, like, you know, and you just, we're not perfect parents. Like, and you'll see as you grow up, like, there's no perfect manual for it. And like, you got to evaluate yourself as a parent too all the time. So even though I really enjoyed the show and the performances were incredible. And like, when you were in that moment in that theater that night at the Forum, like, it was electric.
Yeah.
Like, it was crazy. Like, We got done. Everybody was on cloud nine. And I think that moment, I'll never forget, you know? And then I'll never forget when I talked to my kids the next day. Oh, and I was like, I felt like, you know, a stake through the heart, you know, understandably.
You know, I this thing too, it's Giselle, she should have had a more of an open mind about this, I think. Because, I mean, he did it in good fun. He could take it. She's got to be able to take it.
He didn't do anything.
And in our day and age, you do anything like this, the kids are going to see it.
Yeah.
They're going to see it.
Well, some of them were really rude jokes.
They were. They were.
Yeah, I mean, filthy.
You got to prepare them for this if he chose to do this.
Filthy.
Yeah, they were bad. They were bad.
But whatever. You know how we are as women. We look at anything bitch about.
Yeah. Yeah, when you can hold it against him.
Oh, yeah.
Especially an ex.
Yeah, yeah, you're totally going to do that. I would say, please, you go, girl.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then finally for you, I have something sad that I have to share with Schmidl later, but I'll put that on the burner, back burner over here. But this is funny. A federal judge in Miami has ruled that Burger King must face a lawsuit claiming it exaggerated the size of its Whopper.
Yeah, Whopper's not what it used to be.
Nope. So they were trying to get it thrown out because these people, 19 customers across 13 states, said the picture of the Whopper on the commercials is a lie. And they tried to get it thrown out, like, come on, it's just a commercial or whatever. But the judge like, nope. You gotta go to court and face these people because you are lying about your Whopper.
Wouldn't you just put a disclaimer below it, like in little bitty letters, not actual size?
You'd think.
That's all you gotta do, right?
But it does look really good on the commercial, though.
Have you guys been to McDonald's lately?
Yeah.
It literally fits in the size of your hand.
Yeah, yeah. No food equals what you see in the commercials.
Absolutely.
No,
well, that's
food.
Why the footlong. That's why that was a whole thing, and they won too. So we'll see what happens. All right, I'm done. There you go, Tabloid Trash.
All right, coming up, your chance to go see Benson Boone. We have your chance to win tickets. We'll give you a code word. That is on the way. We'll do it at 8 o'clock.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ Jamie Morning Show here on a Wednesday. It is rainy, but it is clearing, it looks like. More showers this afternoon. Then, have you seen the weekend weather? It looks great for Mother's Day.
Does it? Oh, yeah, that's right. I saw Dave Frazier talk about that. He said maybe a little pop-up, but it won't last long.
I saw this video yesterday, and it's been circulating. You know how we're being bombarded with all the news about all the crazy stuff that's in our food with red dyes and chemicals and all that? Have you seen the ice cream sandwich thing?
No, I haven't.
They claim, I've got the audio here, they claim that if you go get the Great Value, you know, that's the store brand at Walmart, right?
Right.
Ice cream sandwich, and you put it on the counter overnight, it will not melt.
Really?
Because it's got so many chemicals in it.
I believe it.
And there's a video that's online, and there's several, actually, of where this is occurring, and it doesn't melt. Yeah, how's that possible?
I don't know. I guess it's not ice cream.
Here's some of the audio.
So the conspiracy theory is that these are not real ice cream.
But it says made with real ice cream.
Just a theory. Apparently, if you leave these out, they don't melt. We're going to take these home, leave them out, and see if they melt.
It's the next morning. It's time to figure out what happened.
Ice cream!
Oh my god, it's a pancake.
It's not a pancake.
Wait a minute, it's not.
That is still an impact.
It doesn't melt. It doesn't. That's scary in a way.
Well, I think there's a lot of foods out there like that. Didn't they show that, like, a McDonald's hamburger or whatever, they set it out and it never did anything? It just it looked the same.
It takes a long time to grow anything on it.
But an ice cream needs to melt.
And then they put...
It's disappointing.
They put a tooth, like a human tooth, in Coke, and didn't it dissolve in a week?
Oh,
disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen where they use Coca-Cola to clean batteries.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Pour it on the terminal.
But we put it in our body.
It eats it up.
It'll be fine.
That's scary.
It's like Roto-Rooter.
We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.